A major festival of Arabic music is taking place in Brooklyn all this month. After 9/11, there were fears that funding and opportunities for Arab artists would dry up. But as WNYC's Siddhartha Mitter found out, Arabic music in New York is back and thriving.
It's a Saturday night, and a band called Ayub is setting up for a concert at Alwan for the Arts, a performance space deep in Lower Manhattan. The band comes from all over the Arab world: Palestine, Syria, Morocco, Tunisia. As the concert unfolds, the Arabs and Arab Americans in the crowd call out their appreciation. But there's lots of folks here from other backgrounds, too. It's a global crowd, quintessentially New York.
If my Indian friends stayed in Mumbai, you know, and I would have stayed in Tunisia, you know, it would have been almost like really impossible to connect. But here we are, and we meet each other through friends or music, and then we end up playing together, and it's very significant.
Taoufik Ben Amour is a musician from Tunisia and also the music curator at Alwan.
New York is really not just about yearning. I mean, all of us who have immigrated here are not really looking just at our past. We meet all sorts of people, and we experience much more than what we left back home.
Another Saturday night in another part of the city where Arab culture is flourishing. It's well after midnight, and the stretch of Arab storefronts along Fifth Avenue and Bay Ridge is quiet, until you push open the door of a cafe called Tarbush. The music setup is simple: a keyboard and percussion, and a mic stand where singers take turns. One singer says he comes down every weekend from upstate. Another is an Egyptian woman, Karima Hassan, from Staten Island.
All this song is famous, I think so.
And they're like Lebanese
songs, Egyptian, Yemenese songs. We have like a very famous singer. He's called Amri Diab. It's It's everybody knows.
Arabic classic hits are part of the soundtrack of life in this corner of Brooklyn.
If you walk down the streets of Bay Ridge, you'll hear the cars with the loud music, and it'll be Arabic music, which is really, like, awesome.
At the Arab American Association down the block, Linda Sarsour keeps her eyes and ears on community life. Born and raised in Brooklyn, Sarsour dresses conservatively and covers her hair, and she's a music fan and a Debka dance instructor. She says some of the best music happens at weddings.
Weddings are Arab weddings. You don't go into a wedding and find people playing salsa music or playing, you know, hip-hop or R&B. You always have live music or a DJ, and they're always playing Arabic music.
One name that comes up a lot in Bay Ridge is Fahim Dandan. He's a very popular wedding singer, and he doesn't mind saying so himself.
Actually, there's a lot of people, you hear them say, if Fahim is not singing the wedding, there is no wedding. So I'm the man for the weddings, and I know exactly what they want, what they like. I give them exactly what they like to listen to.
That's a recording of Dandan at a wedding. He'll perform like that for 4 or 5 hours. He says he makes a good living, but also that the market goes up and down with politics.
A lot of people, they used to cancel last minute, tell you, I don't want to do anything because some people, they did some bombing here. Some people related to them died, you know. It's affected us big time.
The biggest shock to the market, of course, was 9/11. Linda Sarsour recalls a grim time.
After 9/11, we just watched the community and just go into disarray and isolation. We hardly had any outside community events. If we did an event, it would be indoors because people weren't comfortable being in a group of people to come out together, whether it be musicians or otherwise.
Now people agree the scene has bounced back. Partly it's the cycle of life events, weddings and ceremonies. Partly it's the influx of new immigrants. And a part of it is a renewal of pride.
After 9/11, it wasn't the sexiest ethnicity to be from. But I think now people are really coming out of that. It's like, you know what? We're here. We're going to be here. Accept it.
But a funny thing has happened at the same time. Arabic-themed entertainment has become popular among a certain hip crowd. In East Village lounges, young people of all backgrounds get together over hookahs and drinks. Fahim Dandan says he's seeing non-Arabs really get interested in the culture.
Especially in the village, you see a lot of American young crowd. They go smoke the shisha and they dance. They love belly dancing. They love Arabic music. Most of the belly dancers here in this country, they're American. When they dance, you'll be amazed. They pour a lot of feelings. Like, you feel like there's Arabic girl dancing in front of you.
The new trendiness isn't to everyone's taste. Tariq Abushi, a young Palestinian musician, is a skeptic.
They're slapping on this with a little bit of that, with a little bit of this, and throw a belly dancer in the middle, and voila, you have Middle Eastern music. But if they start representing Middle Eastern music, and people accept that, then it's a problem because it's a misrepresentation a lot of times.
But Linda Sarsour has a different take. She doesn't like belly dance, nor the shisha spots where men in the community spend hours away from their families. But as a downtown phenomenon, she says, the trend might do some good.
If a young, you know, white kid wants to go into like a place to smoke shisha and there's Arabic music going around, or he's sitting on, you know, cross stitching, or he's eating hummus as a snack, I mean, in some weird way, I think that that's okay. It's a safe way for a person to learn a culture.
For all the revival of Arabic music around the city, some of the best musicians are still struggling in obscurity. This Bare Bones Cafe off Atlantic Avenue is where you might find Ahmed Al-Radini, surrounded by men from Yemen playing dominoes.
Atlantic Avenue, Court Street, Barahul. There's a lot of Yemeni people over there. Everybody have business there.
The Yemeni community is growing, but like Yemen itself, which is remote and mountainous, it's a bit on the periphery of the Arab scene. Al-Radini plays the oud and sings in the tradition of the Red Sea coast of Yemen. He's often on his own navigating New York life. Still, he says, the city has been good to him.
Good city, big city. City for the business is good. Yeah. I come in New York. I make a business card for myself. I have a lot of friends. He give everybody my business card. A lot of people call me from Michigan, Detroit, California, San Francisco.
The cafe gets loud and smoky, and we head into the cold Brooklyn night and take shelter in a friend's parked car. In the back seat, Al-Radini sings of his yearning and the beauty of Tehama, his home region. For a moment, it feels that we could be anywhere in the world. And only in New York. For WNYC, I'm Siddhartha Mitter.
You can find out more information about a festival devoted to Arabic music that's taking place all this month in Brooklyn by visiting our website, wnyc.org.